The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan joins us now with the sports news. JD, 70 hours to go. The countdown is on. The All-Ireland Senior Football Final.
Kerry versus Mayo, 3:30, Croke Park on Sunday. Ciara, I'm not here tomorrow, so I was thinking about what the All-Ireland Senior Football Final means, what it represents. As a Dublin child, 1986, I watched my first final, Kerry Tyrone. And what it represented at the time was other counties on the big stage. I remember Meath and Cork, those great physical battles of the late 80s, generally centred around the free-taking of Larry Tompkins and Brian Stafford. And you'd remember going to Mass and then having the dinner, wolfing it down, chicken and gravy and some spuds, and having an ice cream and a wafer. And then you settle down to watch the late Michael Lester guide you through the day. And the big Celtic cross, the cross in the centre of the pitch, the old Natty stand. And you'd be thinking, wow, I'd love to be able to go to that one day. And I was lucky enough to be able to go to a few All-Ireland finals. See Croke Park shake when Stephen Cluxton kicked that point over. Tyrone Kerry 2005, just remember, just a fantastic game of Gaelic football. And now the game has been revolutionised with the new rules, the 2 points. And even they're talking this week about maybe 4 points for a goal. But I think that's probably next week's conversation. It just... The GA deserves so much credit for the way this has been such a seamless transition to a new, more exciting game, really within the spirit of the game, you know, high fielding, kicking the ball. And for Kerry, they're going for 40. For Mayo, they're going for 4. Robert Shaw was an amazing actor. He was an Englishman who starred in Jaws as Quint and The Sting and A Man for All Seasons, and he lived in Mayo. And he sadly died much too young in 1978, the year I was born. By that stage, Mayo had gone, 27 years without an All-Ireland. Now it's 75 years since their third and their last one, 1951. So I'm kind of a bit of a trivia person about this. I went over the hills by Loch Mask and into Turmakiti to try and find a stone, which was dedicated to Robert Shaw. And it's such a small village, you'd hardly even notice it in Turmakiti in County Mayo. But there was this massive, really impressive GA facility, GA pitch and clubhouse. And you're thinking to yourself, this is the soul of Ireland. Like, mm-hmm. This is the clubs in Mayo, the clubs in Kerry, the people who are lucky enough to be going with their colours and their
it's
hopes and their dreams.
It's woven into the fabric of Ireland.
And like, this is very
I say that as someone who's not involved in the GAA, as you know, but you can see it and you can feel it.
And just the small little village where, you know, a Hollywood actor living there and passed away there. And a tribute to him, but just this, I can never get out of my head the impressive nature of the way the GAA brings its soul to the country and the best of it. Like for Jack O'Connor, he's going for back-to-back. It hasn't been done for a Kerry manager since Mickle, 1986. And for Mayo, it's in 2017, it was at the final. And Dublin were lucky enough, my county, to win it, just about. And there was a man in front of me, crying his eyes out for Mayo, just absolute tears. And if they do win on Sunday, I would think of that man. He might have the joy.
That was the greatest final, 2017. Yeah. That was as close to perfection as you.
Mayo could
ever
not have done any more. And
it was one of those games that was always going to be decided by a point, and whoever happened to be a point up in the final whistle, well, it was that close. But the quality was out of this world. I thought it was a spectacular game.
This is Pell. This is Gaelic football. This is what we love a lot, so much of us. Comprehensive
My
coverage.
Favourite day of the year.
Is it?
Yes.
My absolute
I love
favourite.
Now,
why did you say that?
Because I love Gaelic football, first and foremost. Secondly, I go with a group of friends that I went to college with, and we have dinner afterwards, and the day turns into night, and we talk football for most of it, and it's a special day. And it's, you know what, it's my tribe, basically. That's
Do you know what, though? That's your way of celebrating it and marking it, and I know you love it. But when you were describing the chicken and gravy and the wafer and just watching it on the telly, that's a lot of other people. I'm sure it's experienced many different ways by different people around the country. There's people who are older people at home watching it on their own.
Or listening on the radio.
And it matters.
Listen to us.
No,
or listening to commentaries, local radio commentaries.
It matters.
It's our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. Actually, it's 50 years since the first All-Ireland I can remember, 1976.
The Dubs.
Kerry.
Kevin Moran. Early in the first half, that run.
That unbelievable run.
And I wasn't alive, but this is the thing. You just see it through storytelling.
Micheál O'Hare, commentary.
You read about the Dubs and Kerry and Heffo's army and all this stuff.
It is as close a thing as we have to the epitome of Irish culture, I think.
Yeah, and the hurling final as well.
Yeah, yeah, I do think...
Football's here though, John. As somebody who prefers the football.
I'm a hurling snob.
Yeah, we've had to listen to the hurling people tell us how great it is for years. It's football's year, isn't it? Come on, just give me that.
Yes, you can have that, but you can't have the Open.
Who's going to win?
You can't have the British Open.
Does your heart say Mayo and your head says
Kerry? Kerry are the best team in the country. And David Clifford, you got to love Kerry. I love the way Kerry play Gaelic football. Kerry are the beautiful aristocrats of the game. I just love to see Mayo.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay. In those white everybody outside
Kerry. I don't think people can fathom.
Maybe how outside Galway too.
Crazy Mayo would go if they won the All Ireland.
One of our producers is from Mayo, and she, let's just say, she's not herself. She is desperate she's desperate still for a ticket, but she is desperate for this game on Sunday, and she is desperate for Mayo to win. It is amazing how invested people are always in the All-Ireland final, but also Mayo people currently. They're desperate for it. They want it so much.
Tell us your 087. What's our
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
How can I forget it? Let us know your favourite All-Ireland memories. John has given us a good selection there. Arsenal have been busy in the transfer market.
Christos Solis from Club Brugge has signed for £34 million at 24-year-old.
Is that some solace for missing out on the Aston Villa winger?
It is a bit, but it's just, I don't know, is it the World Cup hangover? All these things are happening. And it's like, did that happen? Did that happen? Leandro Trossard has left for Besiktas. Denzel Dumfries has gone to Real Madrid. These things are just happening. The Elliot Anderson move confirmed to Manchester City, £116 million, 5-year deal.
A lot of money.
Alejandro Garnacho's move to Aston Villa from Chelsea on loan has also gone through. But I think a lot of catching up has to be done. Where have all the players gone?
I'm on Arsenal transfer news as my number one Google option every day, basically. Right. So I'm keeping up.
You're okay.
Irish clubs in action in Europe.
Shelburne and Derry City kicking off their Europa Conference League second qualifying round. First leg ties from 7:45. So Shell's playing Namakalju at Tolka Park, Estonians. We know John Russell, the new man in charge there. Bit of a mishap against Kerry in the FAI Cup. So they'll be hoping to steer the ship in a better direction. A potential match with Ajax on the cards for Shelburne if they win. For Derry City, once again, a disappointing domestic season. Sixth in the League of Ireland. They play Rijeka in Croatia away from home for their first leg of the county stripes.
A tricky one. And we should mention, pretty good result for Bowes last night. Absolutely. I wasn't able to make it because I was here in work, but I was watching it on the what a goal by Ross Tierney in the 90th minute to win it for Bowes. The last ever European game at the old stadium before it's redeveloped.
Yeah, it's once again another place that has such great memories down here.
Well, some of the players who played there, Zidane, Pele, Dugarry.
Bobby Charlton played there, did he?
Did he? In the 50s. Bobby Charlton, he might have, yeah.
But yeah.
Great
memories. We're down memory lane.
We are.
This evening.
Yes, actually, nostalgic in some
ways. I was actually at that game when Zidane played Bulls against Bordeaux.
But here's to the future and here's to Sunday. And hope you can all tune in off the ball. 1 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, JD. And we shall chat to you again after the weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.